Okay, so y'all, I'm so sorry that the update took forever. I've been going through it, as you can tell. My hair is wild. I don't look any... Okay, so, just a quick recap. I had called the cops on the neighbors behind me because somebody was threatening to blow somebody's brains out. I am an investigative journalist, and I was coming home, and I saw one of the people that I know lives in that apartment outside on the patio, so I was like, I'm gonna go talk to them. That's what I'm gonna go do. I pulled up, and got out, and, I asked the guy, hey, is everything okay? I heard a lot of ruckus going on over here yesterday, and I was really concerned, and he said, at first, denied anything happening, everything's fine, and I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I know what I heard. And he said at first that he was home all day. But then when I kept, you know, trying to dig a little bit more, he was like, oh, well, I did leave to go to the doctor's appointment. Let me go ask one of my clients. And I was like, clients? You what? So he comes back out from asking his client. And he was like, oh, yeah. It was my client. And I was like, okay. So he goes on to tell me that his client, I guess, I don't know what kind of thing he's running out of his apartment. I'm assuming that he works for some sort of clinic, and maybe he hosts his clients at his place of residence, because they are indeed homeless. So he goes on to tell me that his client is bipolar, and that this is the fourth day that the client has skipped their meds. So, disclaimer, I do have bipolar disorder. I make sure I regularly take my meds, obviously. But I'm not really sure. I don't know. So, I think there's other mental disorders at play. Let's just say that. And also, if this is your client, you have got to be making sure that they're taking their meds. Also, if they are out and about in the community, that worries me, because I do have two teenage daughters that come and go. So then he asked me if I would like to meet his client. Let me get my mace first. So he brings the client out, you know, a very shy, regular looking guy. And I just came right out with it and asked him, who was you shouting at, baby? He said, nobody. I said, I heard a lady's voice. What happened to the lady that was here before? The other guy said that she had been transferred to hospice. So I was like, who was the female voice that I heard? I heard a female, for sure. The other guy goes on to say that sometimes AI pisses off his client, and that's probably who he was talking to. Or that he may have been talking to himself. To To which I said, okay, but he was literally saying he was going to blow somebody's brains out and that they deserve to die. So you're telling me that he was speaking to AI in this manner? Or himself? What? And then he brings out another male client that is also staying in the home. So it's three males. The main guy that I guess is their handler or whatever, for lack of a better word. The guy that he says is bipolar, and then another guy who I could tell had some sort of, was special needs as well. My concern is that this man is leaving his clients unattended. And also, the guy had the nerve to tell me, oh, well, I wish you had just come over and seen what was going on. I think the McFuck not. You got me Super Mario fucked up on that one. I'm so sorry, friend. What? No. As a therapist, we have been taught to stay back if we are unsure about a patient, a client, an individual's state of mind. I'm not coming over there after I've heard somebody say that they're going to blow somebody's brains out and knocking on the door. Then he tells me that indeed the cops did stop by, but he wasn't there. I also had my upstairs neighbor come down and knock on my door and say that the cops came to their home 6 hours later. And they also did not answer the door. So that's where we're at with this. The female voice was apparently AI. And we have unmedicated special needs individuals running around unsupervised, threatening to blow people's brains out. As a therapist myself, this really concerns me, as I have children. My lips are dry, I'm so sorry. But that's where we're at right now, guys. Okay. I'd like anybody to kind of like weigh in on your thoughts about this. As I really don't know what to think right now. I'm just kind of concerned about my kid's safety because the guy did say that he has his client walk the dog frequently around here. I did see him literally the day after that walking around by himself and then with the dog. So I'm unsure right now, guys.